We're about to hear a story now from a woman who spends her time as an MFA candidate in integrated design at the University of Baltimore. She's also co-founder of the design agency Caffeine and senior graphic designer at the world's largest tool manufacturer. From time to time, she says, she also likes to sleep. Please welcome Jill Blum.
I guess I should have known our wedding would be kind of different. My husband proposed to me in the car on the way home from meeting his family for the first time in Massachusetts. After we went the wrong way off of Cape Cod towards Boston instead of Baltimore, got a flat tire and almost hit a deer. Thanks. Oh, sorry. So we were driving along and that was a good way to ask. He said, I think we should get married. I said, sure. So the whole drive home, I'm calculating, like, how many people are in our families. We've got 40 immediate family members because both of us have parents who are divorced and remarried, half-siblings, step-siblings. And it's a lot of people on a graphic designer salary. So we decided to go with something simple and small and go to the courthouse. So we picked his birthday as a date, which would be about a year out, and give us plenty of time to explain to our families why they weren't invited. It kind of worked. And then we decided to go, I guess, the simple route wasn't really the best route. About the week leading up to our wedding, we were planning on going like this. This is actually what I wore to our wedding, which was very exciting. I did not like, I still won't wear white, and I'm not going to wear a white dress. But we showed up, and or we had planned to show up on his birthday so that neither of us would forget the anniversary, because we're both kind of forgetful and it's his birthday, so we'd always remember. The week leading up to it, I was getting leg cramps and I couldn't really figure out why. And I finally went to the urgent care facility about 2 days before and was promptly sent to the emergency room with a deep vein thrombosis. So we have our plan. We're going to the get married on his birthday, and I'm now checked into the emergency room at GBMC, being told I'm probably going to be in the hospital throughout the next week or so, which, thank God, ended up not being true. So we went on to hear a bunch of different diagnoses, and I started taking shots, Levonox. It's like a blood thinner, which made my entire side purple, so I was going to be a gorgeous bride on my wedding night. But I got out. I got to go home, and Wes, to his credit, was very patient and kind, but it was also about to be his birthday, so he wanted to go out. So he left me with a friend who was a very conscientious babysitter, and he went looking at stereo equipment, because that's what he likes. And he dropped a speaker on his foot the day before our wedding. So we, you know, made it, I guess, now we're a matching pair. We're both hobbled. I'm in compression stockings. It's 103 degrees out, and I'm wearing jeans, and because the compression stockings are really ugly and you don't want to wear short anything with them. So we made our way along. The morning of the wedding, we both overslept because we're both on painkillers. And we hobbled along. It was about 11:30 when we left our house in Remington and drove up to Towson, which was more convenient to my work. I had taken the day off, but that's where I had gotten the marriage certificate. We made it up there at like 11:55. They were about to take lunch. It was the clerk of the court herself, Suzanne Mensch. We got her right before she went on lunch, and she was very kind because I told her that we had a Craigslist meetup later that afternoon, so we should kind of needed to do this in the morning so we wouldn't get caught in traffic on the way out to Columbia to make this trade for, I think it was a portable amp. So she married us really quickly. We were laughing the whole time. It's like the silliest thing. You can just go in and get married, and you're married, and nobody was there. And we hit a couple Goodwills and went on our way. And, you know, I got back into bed, took more painkillers and more blood thinners, and it was just a really regular day for us. But it was really nice, so.
Jill Blum. a lot of brides would just die for an excuse to have painkillers on their wedding day.